Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. Bueller.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up.
How should I play this? Am I waking up? Am I hungry? Do I have to go number one, number two?
TMI, too much information.
And now, folks, I am waking up the world.
Wake up and smell the future.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Oh, man, do we have a great show for you today. We had a great show yesterday. We have another great show for you today. Yesterday, we had former State Senator Frank Hoagland on, and he is running against this incumbent for the Ohio House District 96, Ron Ferguson. And he was making his case and said a lot of things about Ron Ferguson, which is fine. I'm a talk host. I love the back and forth. It's fantastic. And, of course, you got to be fair. So we invited Ron Ferguson in today, who is the representative of District 96, Ohio House, to give us his side, learn about him, talk with him. Also, he was challenged, but I asked Hoagland, Frank Hoagland, if he would be willing to do a debate against Ron Ferguson here, 2-hour debate on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Frank Hoagland, you know, just like that, said, yeah, sure, absolutely. So we're going to ask the same thing of Ron Ferguson a little bit later on. A little bit about Ron Ferguson. He sends me this bio from the Ohio House of Representatives, and oh my God, he goes on and on. Let me just get this thing out of the way here. By the way, you can see the show. Not only hear it through the magic of radio. Radio is like TV except without pictures. On Big Willie 105.5, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Wait a minute. The audio path of totality. The audio path. The audio path of totality. Thank you very much. And you can also see it on our Facebook live stream that we have on my Dimitri profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, also on the Big Willie Facebook page. So you can actually see the show. You see our guest the whole hour here. Also, we got Mr. Big Willie later on this morning, and he had some very harsh things to say about Frank Hoagland. Hoagland sends me a text. Oh, you don't know this. Hoagland sends me a text, says, send this to Mr. Big Willie, because he had a problem with him. So when Mr. Big Willie comes on today, I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about Frank Hoagland and this whole race. We also have an opportunity for you to be a qualifier to win a pair of tickets to the Jody Messina concert and to actually meet her backstage before the show. We'll be doing that later on today. Also, Dimitri Graffiti later on today. An incredible show. Okay, first, Ron Ferguson. First, Ron, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Great. Thanks so much for dressing up for me. State Rep Ron Ferguson, serving a third-term House of Representatives, a 96th district. It encompasses all of Jefferson and Monroe counties. Eastern Belmont County, addition to serving Vice Chair House Government Oversight Committee. He serves in the Financial Institutions, Medicaid, and Technology and Innovation Committees. Raised the Ohio Valley, represented graduate Indian Creek High School. That's great. BA degree communications, the Ohio State University. And let's see, what else? Also a recovering broadcaster. Spent 5 years working as a television journalist, most recently for WTOV in Steubenville. And his family, he is a co-owner of Seven Ranges Entertainment, a family business located in Steubenville. And he also fixes potholes, by the way. He's in Wintersville with his wife, Emma, and their daughters, Ava and Eloise. So, Ron Ferguson, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
Good morning. Glad to be on here, Dimitri. Been on the show a bunch of times. First time in studio.
Lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky you. All right. Most important question. My wife is looking for a cloth couch to replace the red leather couch that we have. Can you give her a good deal?
Okay. So, my brother owns the furniture store.
Get him in
here. But I will tell you, you know, he guarantees to beat anybody's prices, or he gives you $1,000 in cash. So
nice.
I think you're going to get the best deal no matter what.
Nice. I'm going to try to buy a couch from, well, I can't do that. All right. So that'll be great. So tell me about you. What was it like growing up here? We'll get to all the the meaty stuff with the issues later on. Like with Frank Hoagland, most of the interview was actually, who are you? Tell me all about you. I want to learn all about you. And then toward the end of the hour, we'll be talking about the issues. And then I'll ask you if you are willing to debate Frank Hoagland here on my show, Whole 2 Hour. Oh, you see, I was trying to build up some tension. I was trying to do a tease to encourage people to keep, and you ruined everything. Nice going. And you're a recovering broadcaster, so you know better.
I'd be glad to, Dimitri.
What a suck up. All right, fine. So what was it like growing up here in the Valley?
You know, incredible. It's, you know, the people in Eastern Ohio are unlike any.
Where were you? Where were you growing up?
Yeah, so I mainly.
Mingo?
No, Steubenville, Wintersville, mainly. Yeah. I did live in Weirton for a couple years when I was like 2, 3, 4, 5, then Steubenville, Weirton.
Yeah, where in Steubenville?
So a couple different places in Steubenville, actually. On Bellevue Boulevard, which, you know, is kind of what they say up on the hill. And then I lived on Lover's Lane out on the West End. And then I moved to Wintersville. And that was kind of way out on the West End. And now I still live in Wintersville. So I moved with my wife, Emma.
Great. So girls. What about, what kind of work did you do before, where you got out of college?
Okay. So right when I got out of college, I went into broadcast, spent five years doing that. Actually did a little bit of radio in Alliance, Ohio.
Oh, what'd you do on radio?
Mainly like the news part segments, but then also fill in hosting when the people would take time off.
Oh, that's great. What was it like at 9? Who was your, were we doing news at 9?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, I did news and sports, but more news than sports.
Who was the news director back then?
There were two at the time. There was Brandon Goble, and then it was Mike Bothwell. And then, of course, Don Sloan, the current news director, was doing sports at the time, so I worked with him.
Don's a good guy, no question. You didn't work with Gary Brown?
No, I didn't work with Gary.
Good guy. Very good guy. He's a good guy. Cool. And the general manager?
Tim McCoy.
Yeah, and you worked with him?
I did.
What's he like?
I get along with Tim.
I want the dirt.
There's no dirt.
Oh,
he's man. He's a Wintersville resident too.
Oh, he knows where you live then. Okay. I get it. Anyway, so
we're all from Wintersville.
Did you work with Kelly Alexia?
I did not, but I know Kelly.
She is the best. Oh my God, when she was doing morning news, she was like sunshine herself. I mean, she was just God. I just love that woman. Yeah. So, what else did you do? Do you have any hobbies? Any fun things that you do? I'm trying to learn as much about you as a person because I really know very little about you.
A little bit of everything. I mean, I absolutely love sports, big sports fan, especially Ohio State. You see the Ohio State stuff on right now.
Right.
Already excited about next football season. You know.
Do you think he'll beat Indiana?
I think so. Yeah. But man, was I impressed by Indiana.
Oh,
what a season.
Oh my God.
What a season.
Miami put up a really good fight there at the end of the
game. They did.
I mean, I was surprised that it was that close. Yeah. I really was. But that was a great game. So did you play any sports?
I did. In high school, I played football, basketball, and track.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And did you start? Did you get letters? Or?
So I started in football 2 years.
What position?
Receiver and defensive back.
A white defensive back? My God. He must be a great athlete. That's amazing. Jeez. Anyway. I know. who'd have thunk it? Good. And basketball?
Basketball, part of my junior year. I started and then a lot of basically all the games my senior year. A lot of the games.
Great. Let's see. Family? Dad, are they still around?
Yes. So my mom is actually a judge in Toronto.
Really?
Yes. So that's what she does in addition to being involved with the family business. And my dad's around too and, you know, still does business things.
Terrific. And the Seven Ranges, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yes.
Why the name Seven Ranges? I didn't get that.
Yeah. So.
Because I'm thinking like cooking, you know?
Sure. No, we wanted something that was going to be different and unique. And so we all really care about our community and the lineage kind of the valley, and that area is actually called Seven Ranges. So
why?
Geographically just kind of the hilltops.
I did not know that. The name made no sense to me, but I didn't grow up here in the valley. I grew up in Pittsburgh, so sure. It was like, why would seven? So it makes a lot of sense. How is business there?
It's been great, and you know, it's really because the people here in the valley have come and supported the business. And
Walk me through it. Walk me through it. If I walk in there, I know there's a lot of square footage. Man, do you have a lot of square footage in there? Holy cow. So you got to get lots of people in there to pay for that, you know, I would think. Yeah. So what do you do? I walk in there, what do I see?
Yeah, so you walk in through the front doors and you walk into a very large arcade. I mean, the absolute biggest arcade in the tri-state area. Wow. All new modern games, a lot of redemption games, so you can win the prizes. Those tend to be the most popular ones.
Like that claw thing where you try to get one of those fuzzy.
We have a lot of claws.
Does anybody ever win one of those?
They win all the time.
No way. Seriously?
We want winners.
Oh, I may have to go there. Yeah. I never won those things.
We believe in winning.
Oh, God. All right. So what else do I see?
So you turn to the left. There's 9 holes of mini golf. So there's some indoor mini golf.
Wow.
Off to the right is a full restaurant and bar. It's actually called the Goat House.
The Goat?
The Goat House, as in the greatest of all time.
G-O-A-T. Okay. G-O-A-T. As opposed to, you know, my family heritage, you know, with, you know, feta cheese and all that.
So
okay.
That's great. It's, you know, when it's nice out, there's an outdoor area, so there's indoor-outdoor seating.
Do you actually prepare food there, or is it brought in from Mondo's or something, or how do you do this?
No, we prepare it all.
Really?
It's all...
That's great.
Yeah, full-serve kitchen, and...
how much seating?
A lot of people tell us... Well, actually, I was going to tell you, a lot of people tell us we got the best ribs in the whole valley.
Well, so, I wouldn't know because you didn't bring any in today.
It's too early.
Really, we have no idea. You know, we're just going to have to take your word for it, Ron. But
it's a lunch-dinner place, so...
Okay.
But yeah, come out and try the ribs. Yeah, we got... but you were asking about how much seating, so...
Yeah.
You know, probably about 150, 160 people.
How much square footage? I mean, this is a huge thing. How much square footage do you have there?
Yeah, I forget exactly how much is kind of... the part that the public would be in, but I know it's somewhere around 60,000 square feet.
60,000? And you can make money with this? With that kind of rent? 60,000 square feet for an arcade and restaurant?
There was a need for it.
God bless
there was
you.
A need for a place, especially in the winter months.
Yeah.
Or when it's cold out, because there's so many great things to do outside in our area, such an outdoorsy area, but when the weather's not great, you need a place to go. And now we have that opportunity for families to come in and have a good time.
Do you have lots of school events there as well? Do they bus in lots of?
Yeah, so a lot of kids come in. They do school field trips and things. There's a lot of ability to kind of not only have a good time, but they do like a lot of a learning experience type things. The teachers that come in really run that part of it, but we provide the facility.
That's fantastic. How many employees do you have?
It kind of fluctuates, but I would say...
Ballpark.
You know, if you include part-time and everything, you're probably looking at about 100.
I'm amazed at the scale of this thing. I really am. I mean, God bless you that you can make money with it. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Most important question, what's the pothole situation like there, and what's it like fixing potholes?
Oh, my gosh. The potholes in the entire valley are bad. I mean, our roads have got to be better, but we do what we can.
We had a sales tax, an increase in the gasoline tax, and we're still, that's going to be the next segment, my friend.
We'll talk about it, but we do what we can as business owners to go above and beyond and try to provide a nice way to get to our business. So
you fixed potholes. You actually fixed potholes.
We have filled in the potholes before. And, you know, there's actually a guy, he has, it's what's called Jim Davis Enterprises up in the Steubenville, Wintersville area, and he does blacktopping and things. And we paid for everything, but he gave us a great discount to be able to actually provide for the people. So he's another great person that gives back to the community.
That's fantastic.
Jim Davis.
That's fantastic. Now, and this is at the Fort Steuben Mall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fort Steuben Mall.
Is that for sale? What's going on with that? Who are the owners this week? Do we know?
That's it. It kind of goes in and out. We never really know.
Did you have some crazy Cuban guy who owned it or somebody from Brazil? There was some exotic person there a while back.
I never talked to that person. I'm not sure.
He wants nothing to do with this. All right. Fair enough. So we'll take a short break here, a little bit, learn more a little bit about him. Emma, your wife is Emma, and the kids. And then we'll start segueing into some of the issues here. You can see the Facebook live stream of this. Go to the Dmitri profile page, Dmitri with 3 I's, Dimitri. And more coming up next.